What's everybody doing? Any testimonies? Anything good going on? Any prayer requests? Anything we need to know about? We obviously have some people out tonight and do things a little bit different. And anybody got testimonies? Anything good going on? Yes, Linda, share.
Amen. He's out in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Scenery's just beautiful that day. And he says, you just encouraged me so much.
Amen.
So you never know when you're talking to somebody just how much of an encouragement it can be.
Yes. That's awesome. Amen. It's good to definitely be an encouragement. Amen. Anybody else have anything? You just never know what somebody's going to go through or what they're going through at that time. And I was, well, anybody else have anything? I don't want to talk. Anybody else have anything? Any testimonies or anything to share? Amen. All right. Well, if you haven't seen the Jesus Revolution movie yet, you got to go see it. It is good. Anybody seen it yet? Have you seen it yet? Tomorrow, you've seen it? Okay. Is it good? Did you like it? Oh, okay. Yeah, and you know, there's another character, Matthew.
Yeah,
did you see him at the end too? The guy that plays Matthew, he's in The Chosen too. And I told him, I didn't. Yeah, so it was kind of cool. Yeah, that there's people in The Chosen that are in this movie too. So anyway, no spoiler alert. Okay. All right, I'm just telling you right now. So anyway, you just Linda.
Isn't this based on Greg Laurie?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's very good. So, yeah, I think it was a great, great movie. It really opens your eyes up to some things. And anyway, you got go see it. I'm not going to tell you about it, but I think it's timely that what's going on with the revival in Asbury. You know, the timing is very, very. God's awesome. I just think that's really interesting and cool. So anyway, I'm not going to give a spoiler alert. Go see it. You got to see it. It's good. It's really great. And anyway, it's definitely a must-see. It's a bucket list movie. You got to do that. So anybody else have anything to share before we jump into some things? So yeah, all right. Well, we just want to, just a testimony, the little girl that Adrian's cousin Mike is kind of knows. I'm trying to think of her name. Avery, that's right, Avery. Our understanding is that she had her surgery. The heart is up and going. Everything went well. Those of you who don't know, as a little four-year-old girl, she had to help open heart surgery. She had a surgery, and so they found another heart for her. And so I guess everything's going well. Adrian and I have been praying. I know some of you have been praying. We prayed yesterday and the day before. We've been praying for her, and it's a testimony. Amen. That, you know, everything went well. She's 4 years old, and she's got her whole life in front of her. And, you know, however that happens, you know, we're just happy that God showed up. And number one, there's a heart. Number two, everything went well. Her body accepted it. And so we're going to continue to pray for her, too. Thank God that whole process is done, and she can get this behind her and live a normal life and be a happy kid and love Jesus. So, amen. So that's always encouraging. I'm trying to think of anything else. Anybody else have anything that I'm... So we'll continue. Actually, let's just pray for her right now. Amen. I just want to pray right now. Father, we just come before you for this little girl that had the surgery, Lord. First of all, Father, we give you the glory and the honor, Lord God, that it's just a miracle. Thank you, Lord, that they found a heart for her. And that, Lord, it's just by your grace and your love and your mercy on that little girl, Lord, that she is now... everything went well. And Father, we just speak, Lord, right now over her that everything is going to continue to function the way it should be. And Lord, we thank you that the doctors will be marveled and that, Lord, that you are working on her, your healing power and anointing is working in that little body of hers, Lord God, and she's going to fully recover in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're kind of missing some parts tonight and some people tonight, so I'm kind of fill in. We'll go ahead and receive the offering tonight. Amen. And, you know, it's just, I just love how, you know, you just love Jesus and you want to see his work continue and just being a blessing. But the thing is, I don't want just to be, okay, you're giving, but let's put some faith with it tonight. Amen. I know some of us give online and, if you're old school and write checks out, whatever that is. But I don't want you just to put something in a bucket, because here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of debate, people arguing back and forth about tithing and everything. It really comes down to, do you love God and do you love his work? That's really it. I mean, you know, there's just things that if you want things to continue, everything takes money. You know, I was one of the Christian bands I used to listen to as a kid. I was listening to their interview of the lead singer, and he said, you know, there's a lot of Christians, they want us to give a free concert all the time. Well, it's kind of like, well, how would you like to go to work and never get a paycheck, right? Well, we just want you to do the work for free. Well, it just doesn't work like that, right? I mean, it just, there's an enormous amount of traveling, you know, whether, for example, music or ministry or whatever, you have to pay to get there. I mean, if you haven't seen, gas isn't cheap, food isn't cheap, right? Lodging and stuff, it's just nothing. The prices don't seem to go down, right? But then again, you know, you give because you love people, you want to see the work continue. But then too, we just want to believe, I want to extend my faith with you tonight, amen, that the things that when you sow into the kingdom and you sow into the ministry, that it will be, again, shaken together, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom. But not just that, but also, what is it? The Bible also talks about your gifts shall make a way for you, right? It's, you know, we're often waiting for a check to show up in the mail or things like that too, but maybe it's an opportunity. Maybe there's something that God needs to open up for you and do for you. Maybe there's a job you need. I don't know, but God can help you in any area that you need, right? Some people, they just need cash right now. Other people, they need an opportunity. It's kind of like the whole thing sometimes where people will say, well, you can either give somebody a fish or teach them how to fish and they'll be able to do it for the rest of their life. You know, God can open up doors for us that will prosper you. And I just want to pray tonight, Lord, it just coming on me right now. Lord, my prayer tonight is that as people sow into the kingdom, Lord, that not only their finances be met, Lord, but we thank you for the word talks about witty inventions also. God, I pray that there are people in here who have giftings and abilities, Lord God, that you're going to rekindle some things in their life. There are some things and desires in their heart, Lord, that you're going to give them vision, wisdom, understanding, Lord, to do things. Some people in the business realm, even people that aren't here tonight, Lord God, we pray for people in the church. God, I pray the Ephesians prayers over us tonight as well, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know the hope of our calling, Lord. God, I pray tonight that as people sow into the kingdom, Lord, not just because they sow, but Lord, I pray for them that their eyes are open. The wisdom, understanding, knowledge, the know-how to do certain things in the business realm. Whatever it is they're called to do, Lord God, the doors will be open. Only doors open that you can open for them, Lord God. We thank you again that the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, Lord, would rest on us, Lord Jesus, in every area of life, whether that's our finances, our business, our children, our family, everything will prosper that we put our hand to in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's good to put your faith to something, right? It's not just to do something, well, I'm doing something out of religion, I'm doing something out of ritual, I'm doing something out of this. It's, I'm applying my faith to it. Even when we come for praise and worship, expect God to do something. Expect God to do something. Well, I may have heard the song before. Well, you know what? There are times where I've heard a song or I've read, especially scripture. You read scripture before, and like, I've read this 1,000 or 100 times before, and then something will happen because you're like, God, speak to me. Do you know how many times... I love the book of Genesis, but there's just something about the book of Genesis. Every time I open it, it's like I read a new book. Every time, the other day I was reading something in the Word. It was 1 John, and I just thought, that's it. Oh, where have I been? I feel like I've been out in the rain. Because we take things, and this is a key in the kingdom, is we take things, if we can get out of the familiarity with everything that we're dealing with in life, right? It's called the sin of familiarity. And what that is where we take things for granted. The people around us, well, we're familiar with them. Well, we're familiar with this. Well, we're familiar with that. We're familiar with the Word. We're familiar with this. And I tell you, when I was at Rhema and I'd hear Brother Hagin open up 2 Thessalonians 5:23, I thought, dear Lord Jesus, how many times is he going to read this? Every day he would open that up. I'd have faith class. Every time Brother Hagin would read, it would be Mark 11. Like, how many times is he going to? But you know what? I would have people that would sit next to me in class, Brother Hagin teaching, and they'd fall asleep. And I'd have my hands cramped because I'd be writing 5-6 pages of notes the whole time. Because why? Because I came with an expectation. And that's the difference between me. I remember having a class, this guy that I sat next to in one of my classes, it was Revelation of Righteousness. It was one of the classes. Oh, it was Blood Covenant. Oh my goodness. I had a notebook, and I would write and write and write and write. My hand would get cramped. And then by the end of the class, he had one sentence on his page. And I thought, we sat in the same class together. We heard the same thing. My mind was exploding with revelation because when I went there, the expectation was set. Yes, I'd heard Brother Hagin. I'd seen him preach live. I'd seen him, met Brother Hagin before. I mean, but when I got there, I was going to get everything that I have out of this class. And I'm still learning a lot of things. But it's our attitude towards it and what we're going to do. And I pray things like when I go to the Word, God, Holy Ghost, reveal new things to me when I read the Word. You know what? You can have something memorized and still don't understand it. Memorization does not give you revelation. The Holy Ghost does. That's why, I love listening to Brother Hagin and things like that. And Adrian always teases me about the King James. You're just always, well, that's what I grew up with as a King James, right? And when I was a kid, I mean, that's all we preached from, And then it came out the NIV and it was like, whoa, now it's like there's 39 flavors of all kinds of different translations all over the place. But anyway, but it's what your expectation is. And so you can have two people that are sitting next to each other. And, one will just completely, get something, and the person doesn't. So every time you go to the Word, pray, God, Holy Ghost, open up my understanding on some things and reveal some things to me. Amen. I just wanted, this is a little bit different tonight. I want to spend some time praying, but what I want to do is just kind of share some scriptures with you tonight. Spend some time praying, because I believe it's important when we go into prayer to understand some things about Him and just kind of focus on resting in Him, And I think in life we are too focused on, and when you listen to, if I've ever come across this way, I don't ever mean to, but sometimes when we hear preaching or faith preachers or sometimes a charismatic movement, especially faith, the Word of Faith people, it can come across very formulated, right? If you're not doing this, if you're not doing this, if you're not doing this. But one of the things in the Word that I think that we need to understand tonight is that we need to rest in Him. And there's anytime we study the Word, we have a man side and we have a God side, right? We get in trouble when we get over onto the God side. You get in trouble when you're trying to fix yourself, I'll just say that, right? You can't fix yourself. Now, there are some things, for example, that in life, whether it's playing a musical instrument, sports, it takes practice, it takes these things. The Bible does say, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved, that's a workman who is rightly dividing the word of truth. So there is a time where we do spend time in the Word because we have to learn things, we have to put some things in us to come out, right? We're bringing back those. They said the Holy Ghost would bring things back to our remembrance, right? So if we don't put it in there, there's nothing to pull out. So there are those things. But there's things that God is going to fix and He's going to change you from the inside out. I remember on a number of occasions, few occasions where I've had some people pray for me in some different meetings where I saw in the spirit realm. Now I've seen, like I see you now, I've seen beings in the spirit realm that I see like a person, right? Other times I've seen them in the spirit realm, which means it's just hard to explain. It's like you see it, but it's you see it in kind of a almost like a different realm. It's almost not like I can kind of, it's kind of hard. It's a little challenging to explain, but I remember one time on two different occasions, one person was praying for me and I was laying down, and as I was laying there, I opened my eyes and it was like I saw two angels talking about me, and they were laughing, which doesn't surprise me, but they were laughing at me, but and they had really long blonde hair, and it was like I was laying there, and one of them was like on his knees sitting next to me, like on his knees like this. The other one was on the other side with his knees, I don't know, he, she, whatever. So we'll just call it, I don't know. But anyway, the Bible says there's not really male or female, so whatever. But the angel, I'll just refer to as an it. But anyway, the angel was on this side. As I was looking up, all I could see was his long blonde hair, and they were talking back and forth about me. And it was like I was on an operating table. And they're taking things out, and they're putting things in, right? Supernaturally, right? They're talking, well, let's, and they're having this conversation, and I can hear them, and I'm looking at them, and I could hear what they're saying. But they're talking about me, and they're pulling things out, and like, yeah, we need to put this in, and we need to do this. It was like I was on a surgery table. Well, that lines up with Scripture, because God is, he's the one that is going to change. You know, he's the one that, and I'll read some Scriptures here in a minute. About a year later, same minister was praying, I was out, I woke up and I heard them talking again. And as they're talking, I hear them say, one of them looked at the other and said, weren't we here? Weren't we working on this guy before? And then they start laughing about it again. See, heaven's joyful. When you're around God and the Holy Spirit, there's joy. There's freedom. You know, when you're in heaven, it's not you know, he doesn't have the 13th, Jesus doesn't have the 13th century, you know, halo above his head or anything. It's full of joy, and there's laughter in heaven, you know, from what I've seen in the spirit realm. And so they were down again, like they were doing surgery and things like that. They were doing things that I didn't understand. Only God knows what I need and what I don't need. And they're taking things out, and they're putting things in, and they're having a conversation, and they're laughing, and they're doing things. And so my point is that God is going to do things in us that you cannot do for yourself. Do you understand? Right? It doesn't matter how many self-help books you read. It doesn't matter how much Scripture we read. Now, it is good to read a lot of Scripture, but the point is the Holy Ghost is the one that's going to change us. And you're thinking, I'm trying to do this. That's your problem. You're trying to do these things. And we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to be able to change things. I want to share some Scriptures with you tonight. And I'm just going to, if you want to write them down, you can. I'm going to kind of buzz through them quickly. I was on the site, and it was interesting because I go to Christian sites sometimes, and they had this little, I was laughing. I'm thinking, this is a Christian site. You are sharing Christian Scriptures. And it would have behind it, by a Scripture says, is this helpful or not? And I'm thinking, every Scripture should be helpful, right? And then they had this little survey. Was this Scripture helpful? And it was like, the Word of God is the inspired Word of God, right? I mean, even if it said Jesus wept, that's still helpful, right? I mean, the shortest book, the shortest Scripture. But I thought it was funny. I'm thinking, a Christian site, and they want to do a survey whether or not this was helpful or not. Yeah, it was helpful, okay? Anytime you read a Scripture, it's helpful. But Psalms 37:7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. How many of you get irritated when it seems like people are blessed and prosper because of other things, right, in the world? See, that's the thing. We need to cast our cares on the Lord. We don't want to compare things. Hebrews 10, 4:10 says, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. You know, and then 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your anxieties or cares on him because he cares for you. There is a something that we need to cast our cares, cast our concerns on him, right? If you could fix everything in your life, everything would be perfect and you would not have problems, right? 2 Corinthians. Actually, I want to read Psalms 34:17. I want to read just a few of these scriptures here. Psalms 34:17, it says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Hello? It didn't say part of it. It said all of our troubles, right? I talk with people too, you know, sometimes about, I've talked about people about money and things like that too, and I'll say things like, well, do you need any cash? I'm like, well, who doesn't need cash, right? That's a big joke. But in this scenario, I mean, who doesn't have problems? I mean, if you're breathing and walking on this earth, but you know what? The Bible says here that he will deliver us from all our troubles. All our troubles. Psalms 107:6 says, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and what? He delivered them from their distress. Now, if we could do it ourselves, why would the scriptures be in there that God is going to deliver us if we could do it all ourselves? That's called religion, right? I'm going to work myself up. I'm going to be good enough to do these things. No, that's not it at all. You can't save yourself. You can't deliver yourself. Only God can do that. Psalms 50, verse 15, it says, and call on me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. How many of you have had a day of trouble in the past, right? Where just something just came up, and 2 Samuel 22:2 says, he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my what? Deliverer. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me, what? From all my fears. He is a deliverer of our fears, isn't he? You know, fear is just a lie because fear is just telling you something, getting you wound up about something that hasn't even happened yet. I mean, how many people have had unrealistic expectations or unrealistic fears of things that have never happened? Or you know, will probably never happen. I've had that too before where I always have this dream. You know, maybe you do have that, where you're always late for school. You know, you wake up. And then I have this dream where, you know, I'm late for school, my class is on the 154th floor, and I got to take the stairs. And I got to have it, you know, I got to be there in like 30 seconds or the bell's going to ring. Well, you ever have that dream? Like you're late for school or something, you know, or you get to school and you forget, you know, you have a dream where you get there and like, oh, I left my, oh, the dog ate my homework or, you know. Yeah, exactly. So you just, I don't know what class to go. I've had those two where I get to school and I forgot my schedule and I don't know where to go, right? Wait a minute. I'm not going to school. You know? Wait, let me get my diploma. I'll show you my high school diploma. But the point is this, that again, we have all of it, because sometimes when I'm in a dream and I have these things and they're completely ridiculous, and I know they're ridiculous, but I feel this, you know, uptight tension all the time when you're in a dream and it's silly, but that's what it feels like to have fear. And it's not real. But when you wake up, you decide, oh, it's not real. It doesn't really exist, and it's this fake fear. And fear is fake anyway. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17, it says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. I want you to stop right there. This is very important. It says, you will not need to fight this battle. How many of us are trying to fight a battle that we don't have any business fighting? Again, stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. What does it say in the Bible? It says, fight the what? Good fight of faith. You know, and I've done this before. You get in the flesh and you're putting boxing gloves on and you're trying to box the devil and he's just laughing, right? Anytime we get over into the natural realm and get out of the spirit realm, the devil is going to whip us every time. But when we stay in the spirit realm and we say, God, this is your battle. I don't need to be fighting it. My job is to read the word, praise you, worship you, keep your words in my mouth. Stay in faith, right? He is the one that's going to deliver us. I can't save myself. I can't baptize myself in the Holy Spirit. I can't do any of those things. All of that stuff is a grace that God has given us. And to be able to be free from fear. Now, like this outpouring that's going on in Asbury, I mean, nobody orchestrated any of this. This is all Holy Ghost, isn't it? See, God is doing things, and that's where we need to put our faith in and our dependence. I like that word, dependence. Or when our dependence is on God, things can happen. And so, let's read a few more scriptures here really quick. Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. Did you hear that? He is faithful. He is faithful. You know, sometimes you may not feel like it, but he is faithful. Maybe you're going through tough times, but he is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Hallelujah. That means no matter what the devil tries to come against you, he is going to establish and he's going to guard you against the evil one. Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Now, how many, if we're born again, that has already happened. And that is not, it is not based on your feelings, it is not based on your emotions, it's a spiritual law that has been written into, been spoken by the from the mouth of God. In Colossians 1:13, it says, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness. You didn't do anything of that, did you? You had nothing to do with that at all. Nothing to do with it. And transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. If you're born again, whether you feel like it or not, you are in the kingdom of the beloved Son. You had nothing to do with it other than open your mouth and believe. That's it. He did everything else. Galatians 5:1 says, for freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Guess what? You're free. You're free tonight. And what happens? The devil comes along and says, well, you're not free. Look at this. Look at your circumstances. Look at your feelings. Look at that. And I'm telling you what right now, when you've seen in the spirit realm, we are there at Ephesians when it says that we are the family here in heaven and on earth. It looks like, and I it was interesting because the girls we were watching Left Behind. Have you ever seen the Left Behind movies? Anybody seen those before? Or Kirk Cameron? You know, those old, back in the, what was it, early 2000s, so like 20-some years old now. We were watching those and talking about the rapture, you know, because we didn't really, so we were, me and the girls and all of us were sitting around watching it and, you know, talking about the rapture and the tribulation and all these things. And there was a scene there where one of the guys isn't saved and the rapture's already happened and he's holding a gun and wanting to commit suicide and doing different things. And he says, no, this is what's real. Talking about the natural realm, you know, this is all real. Well, he's wrong. We're in a natural setting, but on the inside, our spirit man, our real eternal home is not here. It's heaven. We have a family on the other side. I have family members on the other side, and I'm sure many of you do too. But we look at these things. See, we're absorbed with the natural going on, but there's something that God is doing behind the scenes that we can't see in the natural, that the spirit angels are at work. The Holy Spirit's at work. You know, God's doing things behind the scenes. And we need to tap into those things and believe in Him. John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth." Here we go. "And the what? The truth will set you free." Truth is what sets us free. You can't set yourself free, but truth will set you free. And it's not just truth, but it's acting on that truth, isn't it? Last one here. I want to read this, and I want to spend just a few minutes praying tonight. 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is kind of our kind of my cry tonight. Our theme is, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then they're going to heal their land." And they're no. It says, "Then I," talking about the Lord, "will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." You know, there's definitely some in the scriptures here in the book of Acts that when people did get together and pray, well, you know, pastor's going to do this. You know, when you look at a lot of the revivals, it's just people who are hungry for the things of God. And, you know, maybe there's a God will work through ministers and do things to initiate some things, but often it's just God is just doing things because of people who are hungry for Him. And they're desperate. And I love Acts 2, verse 1. It says, "And when they when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." So they were all in unity. This is very dangerous for the enemy when people are unified. Now, the Tower of Babel, they were unified, weren't they? And the Lord was like, they're going to be able to do whatever they put their mind to because they're unified. They're all in one mind and one accord. We started seeing some amazing things here when they all with one accord in one place. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and they filled all the house where they were sitting." Now again, this is after Christ died, the book of Acts. They're sitting in the upper room. They're kind of freaked out, not knowing what to do because they're experiencing persecution at that time. Right? They're dealing with fear. They're dealing with concern. Now Jesus is gone. Now what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? What's going to happen? We don't know. And I mean, we see there, right there in chapter 1, and they were trying to find a replacement for Judas. And they were casting lots. What's that? Well, whoever's got the longest straw, right? They're just kind of, well, we'll just, you know, whichever one draws the longest straw, we're going to cast lots here. It's not a real spiritual. You know, that's why we don't really hear much of him, do we? This other apostle, which one was it? So they had brought on another disciple, or later was apostle. You don't hear anything about him. And so they weren't used to being led by the Spirit yet. But they were about to. And then we see that somebody like Apostle Paul comes along that is, and I believe God really wanted Paul to be a part of the, it's my own opinion, but other people think so too, but the Apostle Paul was probably one of the ones to replace Judas. But either way, he did come along eventually. But verse 3, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of fire, and it sat on each of them." Here we go. "And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." We also see here in Acts chapter 13, just talking about the power of corporate prayer, Acts 13. "Now there were in the church, as was Antioch, certain prophets," and of course we're talking about Barnabas and also Saul at the time, verse 2, "and they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work that I've called them unto. And when they fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them, and they sent them out." And then verse 4, "So they, being sent by the Holy Ghost, departed, and then they went under the missionary journeys." So corporate prayer is very powerful, and we definitely want to pray for things. I just want to pray out some things tonight. We can just kind of agree to. If any of you have anything you want to pray tonight to, just go ahead and pray it out. I just think it's a good time just a lot of things going on, especially our nation needs prayer. Definitely a lot of other people need prayer. We just want to pray. But let's just worship him just for a moment. Lord, hallelujah. Just go ahead and lift up your voices tonight. We're just pray. Lord, we come before you tonight, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness tonight, Lord. We thank you. We just read your scriptures and your word. Lord, when we cry out to you, you're going to deliver us, Lord God. You hear from heaven. When we pray and humble ourselves, you hear our voice from heaven, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight that you deliver us from all of our fears. Tonight, Lord, you deliver us. You are our deliverer, Lord God. You protect us from the evil one, Lord. Lord, we know that you can transform us. You are the one that transforms us tonight, Lord God. Lord, those things that we're dealing with, whether it's anxiety or fear or confusion or whatever it is that we're dealing with, Lord God, we need direction. Lord, you are the God of direction. You are the God of vision. You are the God of wisdom. You are the God of safety and provision, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You're the God of deliverance, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the God of healing tonight, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. I thank you for these people, Lord God, tonight, that you're working on their behalf, our behalf, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. We bless you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord Jesus, because it's not our ability, but it's your ability, Lord. Lord, you deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. You deserve the honor tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the honor and the praise and the worship, and we glorify you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Glory to God, the mighty Jesus, the great King, the great God Jehovah. We worship you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we pray for Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for an awakening in the name of Jesus, an awakening in this nation like never before, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shakari mini mandan gandare bese kibere. Oh, shakari bidi gododono mondre lani sikiri. Bro sakari mini mene mandre. Bro sakari mini mene. Bieni me koto koso. Bieni mene koto robo sakara mandre lani sikiri. Bo sakara. Brosa kare mini mena mana mandra de bisi ki bele kotro o shingi mini en kono mandra de bele kotro so kodo e anana na mandre men gondro go so godo no 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 gondro sa karam bless o kodo mandre belinga dane mena na mandra bele kotro bo so kodo Viene koto kote peke keke keke de ko shotoro brandre mini mena mandra de bisi ki bele mandra de bisi keri Bosa kara mandre di bisci chi bele bele romontro. Bosa che mana mandre bele codro socoro. Bosci chi bele le codro lo 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 mandre bele codro sa kara. Esce che bere, esce che bere, esce che bere. Blonde mini mena mandre bele codro mandre di bese che bele romontro di essere. Oh, ne me catana mandre beccare. Bossa carimina mana mandre be coto zogodo mandre drosera brenke sen came in no 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 mandre de bossa caram besche caram mandre bresche caram mandre de bella coto drosso caram mandre de misikiri bossa carimina mana mossa carimina mana manam bossa carimina mini 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 coto drosso caram mandre de bessere osha carimina mana mandre de besse che ne mana mandre de bessere O sa karimini mene mana mandra ribese ke no mandra de shekeni mene mana O shekeni mene mandra da sara da da sara da da sia O sa karimini mene mene mana Father, I just pray for our nation, Lord God, that you that you're first of all, I just sense that the house of cards is falling in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that tonight, Lord God, that the evil, the corruption is being brought down, destroyed. I see the hammer of justice is coming down now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, those who won't repent, Lord God, I thank you in our nation, in their capital, and those who are involved in evil, that they are going to be judged in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. Righteousness will prevail in this nation in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord. God, tonight, we come before you as a body. We thank you, Lord God, that there is an outpouring in this nation like never before, Lord God. Father, I thank you. I thank you that we are going into the school systems in the name of Jesus, in the public school, and that corruption, Lord, and also just that communist, humanistic viewpoint will be thrown down, it'll be cast down. And God, I pray the Spirit of the Lord will be free in public schools in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a revival. There is an awakening in this nation to you, Lord Jesus. And tonight we pray, Lord God, we give you open door in the name of Jesus tonight to come and to manifest yourself in this church, to manifest yourself in our city and our town and our state, Lord. Also in the public school systems, Lord God, we pray that you are going to reign and rule in our government in the name of Jesus. God, godly men and women are coming to the threshold, Lord God, that they are coming to those fronts and they are going to be, we just pray for embolden in the name of Jesus, embolden righteous men and women that are going to step up to the plate, Lord God, that they're going to take the reins, Lord Jesus. Leadership that's coming, Lord God, we thank you for it. More and more leadership in the name of Jesus. But there's an awakening and a spiritual renewal in our government, Lord. We pray for that, Lord God. You told Timothy to pray for those in authority that we may live quiet and peaceable lives, Lord. We thank you tonight that our government, we lift up our leaders in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we say that the wicked leaders who are not called will be cast down in the name of Jesus. Lord God, like you did in the Old Testament, Lord, that you raise up righteous men and women in places of authority tonight, Lord God. We praise you and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. If anybody has anything to pray out, feel free to pray it out. Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
He's trying to chew them up.
Yes.
And strip them of their identity. And they don't even know the most basic simple things about themselves. And I'm still, the Holy Spirit is yes. saying that God makes all things new. So what the Lord has done to them, used them up,
yes, Lord.
Blown them away, he makes them a new creation. And that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes.
I just pray that they call on the name of the Lord and he makes them into a new creation and that they know who they are in Christ.
Yes.
And that they can step into all the things that he planned for them when they were first conceived and that this world is no match for what God has for them. The world would have been marked for death and I say they're marked for life. They are a heavenly generation. And they
yes.
are for God,
yes.
not for the world, not
yes.
for the enemy, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
They are a heavenly nation. They are mighty sons and daughters of God. In the name of Jesus. And they are a new creature and a new creation.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Father. I thank you that the youth, they're running, they're hungry for the things of God. Lord God, I thank you that our children or youth are hunger the Spirit of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to show yourself strong to the youth, Lord God, that you are manifesting yourself to them, Lord Jesus, and you're drawing all unto you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we lift you up, that you will draw all men unto you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Yes. And they will be the ones that will usher in your great awakening.
Yes.
That people will know that it is you and not the church.
Yes.
It is you and not the college.
Yes. Right. Amen.
And not society. But it is you.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord.
It is you.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
The preciousness
of
that
Lord.
All.
Yes.
And that we will stand with them and help them bring in the final awakening.
Yes. Bless you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord.
I have to say that the young generation, they were created for miracles, signs, and wonders,
yes.
Not death or destruction.
That's right. Amen.
In Jesus' name, miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They will speak it and it will become. It
will be brought to fruition. It will be brought into the fullness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sakara. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That they do not have to succumb to the pressures of the world, but that they can wait upon you, receive your peace and your love, and then carry it forward into their family and into their friends and those that they are gathered with. That your light, your glory, will shine through them. And that their counterparts will know there is something different.
Yes.
And
yes.
That they will also
thirst
for that, long for that, desire to have that love, that peace within themselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how to describe it. I just feel a shift in the spirit. I just sense, like, just while we're praying, like there was a shift in the spirit realm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just got this overwhelming peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so good. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I don't know what it means, but I just feel like I keep hearing things have broken loose. Things have broken loose. There's a breaking loose. Breaking loose and breakthrough. Finally, it's done. Finally, it's done. It's over. It's done. Yes, finally, it's done. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray for breakthrough tonight for every person. Breakthrough every area of need. Any deliverance in any area, Lord, freedom in the name of Jesus. 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 There's freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom. Clarity. I hear clarity in the name of Jesus. Clarity. There's clarity now. It's clarity. It's clear. I see it now. Okay? I see it now. Oh, halahaso kutro kasikir. It's clear now. Everything's clear now. Yes, I see it now. I understand it now. Yes. It's clear now. Oh, hanana kasa karamana. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes just get, well, it's always good just to spend some time praying. Amen. Thank you, Lord. A minister friend of mine used to say, you know, you just need to pray in tongues, and when your tongue falls out, pick it up, stick it back in there, and keep going. Amen. And just sometimes you need to pray, Holy Ghost. Amen. And some people will say, well, it just doesn't matter how long you pray. No, Spending time with Him is just, it's the main thing. Amen? We're not looking for answers. We're not trying to get God to do anything. When we connect with Him, then He makes things happen. Amen. Lord, You deserve all the glory tonight. You are the one. We praise You. It's not any person, any movement, anything. It's all You, Lord. You deserve the glory and the honor and the praise tonight. Lord, we love You. We thank You that when we draw near to You, You'll draw near to us. Lord, You are the one that's our deliverer. When we come to You, You are always faithful. You're always there. You're always loving. Lord, we thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. It's new every morning. We praise You in Your name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, everybody have a great week. Go see that movie. It's a good one. If you can. Amen. You'll be blessed. I thought it was good.